right, here we go with our third place consolation match between Jefferson County North and Inman. Both teams falling in their semifinal matchups. Jared Slumpy back with you. And what a tournament it has been. And in our semifinal matchups, it was Hillsborough defeating Inman 25-17, 25-19. And in the matchup that we just got done watching, it was Smith Center defeating Jefferson County North 25-16, 25-12. You're listening to Charger Valley Ball here on Care 93.7. Jared Slumpy with you from Dodge City at the United Wellness Arena. So Macy Thompson and Emily Langley up front weren't really able to get anything going. It was Smith Center that had Millie Raby that was just unstoppable. Gracie Kirchhoff, and Dakota Kattenberg up front, they really got it going. And Cameron Hutchinson, what a fantastic job she did at center. And on the back line, Kattenberg also doing some fantastic job of some great digs for the Redmen, trying to go back-to-back state titles. And they'll do so, try to do so against Hillsborough, who comes in this one as the number one seed. But it is the one and the two seeds in the championship. And that's the match that's going on behind us with Jefferson County North, the 5 seed, Inman, the 3 seed in the third place match. That'll start here in just a couple of minutes. We'll go and take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with your first serve. You're listening to JCN Volleyball at the state championships here on Care 93.7.
They've got 3 words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique in Nortonville wants to congratulate the Jefferson County North volleyball team and wish them the best of luck at state this weekend in Dodge City. Gals of Grace has new fall t-shirts, flannels, and sweaters, so stop by and see them from 9 to 5, Wednesday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 2. Check them out on Facebook for the new fashion updates. Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique at 518 Main Street in Nortonville. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
Winchester Meat Processing wants you to know they can do it all. From wild game custom butchering or that prize deer you just took down last weekend, Winchester Meat is a cut above the competition. Your first stop for Hickory brand meats. And don't forget about the retail case as well, where you can find the best quality beef, pork, jerky, and more. Family owned and operated for over 20 years. Winchester Meat Processing. See all their products online at winchesterprocessing.com or visit them at 203 Winchester Street in Winchester.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Final match of the season for Jefferson County North as they take on the Inman Teutons. One of the more interesting names. And this is going to be a pretty interesting match. You have Clara Johnson, Emma Rectischel, Emily Langley, Corey Bertles, Audrey Bell, and Mason Thompson getting the starts, as this will be the final match for the seniors on this team. The seniors are Jocelyn Seaver, Corey Bertles, Katie Bertles, Audrey Bell, Macy Thompson, and Claire Jobbins. So what a career that they had, and what a send-off it has been at the state tournaments. Let's try to finish off with a win and get third place in this the state championship. Hillsborough and Inman about to get this one underway. Jefferson County North, of course, coached by David Schuler. Inman coached by Megan Heckel. And as talking about that last match between Jefferson County North and Smith Center, I was able to talk to Coach Schuler before the match, talking about how they wanted to be aggressive, but unfortunately, didn't really have the luxury of being aggressive just because Smith Center was so good up front, they were able to get hands on balls really easily, get deflections and control the tempo, get some really good kills at the net, and Chargers unfortunately didn't have any answer. Teutons don't have nearly as much length as Smith Center. I do have a couple of girls who can get up. That includes Chloe Schmidt, the 6 foot junior. Also have a couple of tall freshmen, Sutton Harris, Morgan Fraze, both 5'11 and 5'10 respectively. Three seniors on the Teuton squad, 5'3 senior Alyssa Johnson and 5'8 senior Cadence Welsh, as well as 5'9 senior A.C. Neufeld. A lot of experience on this Inman squad, but they still have a lot of players returning next year, with 5 juniors about to be seniors next year. As for this JCN team, as mentioned, a bunch of seniors. They will return 4 juniors, with 2 underclassmen, those being Kennedy Hernandez, with quite a bit of playing time in the back line, and Riley Thompson, the freshman. Starting just a little bit late here, getting things ready between Inman and Jefferson County North. Third place matchup behind us, championship, Hillsboro defeating JCN in 2 sets yesterday. It was competitive, though. 25-21 and 25-18 win for the Trojans yesterday for Smith Center. As mentioned, they are looking to go back-to-back state titles. But Hillsboro getting the number one seed. They have yet to lose in this tournament. They are now 43-2 on the season. Just an unprecedented season for Hillsboro. Both teams in their respective huddles. Looks like we're about to get this thing underway. Once again, JCN in their white jerseys with green letters and numbers with green and black accents. As for the Teutons, got their black on blacks with orange letters and numbers with the white accents. Both teams will now step up to their sidelines, and officials are lining up as well as we get this thing underway. Doing the same thing on the other side of the court as well. A shout out to the video team for K-Shows. Did a fantastic job of covering this thing. Got cameras all over the place, giving multi-dimensions to the broadcast as well. Being broadcasted on the Acacia website. If you want to watch that, sync it up with our audio for the third place match. What a crowd we have here this afternoon as well, or excuse me, this morning, I guess. We're still at 10:15 in the morning. And carry this thing into the early afternoon hours as well, with Donovan West competing in the Class 1A D1 semifinals and championship. That will be coming up here at 1 o'clock. If you want to listen to that, it's KNCA 103.9 FM. As Donovan West will be taking on Flint Hills, as Donovan West getting in as the 6 seed, they win pool number 2, unscathed, they go 3-0. Little River and Pretty Prairie are on the other court. And that's coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon, right back here in Dodge City on KNZA 103.9 FM. I'll be on the call for that as well. After kind of a interesting couple of calls towards the end of the first set by the officiating crew. I mean, other than that, it's been a very well officiated tournament from what we've seen. Already, really any egregious calls. That's because we have some of the best officials in the state. They've been voted on by all of the area coaches, not area coaches, all the coaches in the entire state to give us these officiating crews. Had some officials celebrate their 40 and 50 year anniversaries of officiating. JCN will be moving from left to right and then from right to left. And it looks like the Chargers will be serving first. And they will. So Rectichel will serve it. Got that ruckus in men's student section over there along the far side, and the championship match just getting started. Just center getting the first point. Well, this one we're still waiting on, not quite sure we're waiting on. Officials now giving us the go-ahead. And here we go. Return clean for the Teutons, and blocked at the net, and down. And just like the last match, JCN gets the first point. Langley and Thompson up front getting the stuff. Also up front is Clara Johnson. Mark Michelle to serve it again. To the middle. Backwards and hitting it over for the Teutons. Chance for Langley, that one returned along the backside. This is Chloe Schmidt, the 6-foot junior, getting stuck at the net again. Double hit. Chloe Schmidt, Cadence Welch up front. Alongside Cambry Woods. Buck Deschel to serve it again. Up 2-0. Set to the near side, and that one sent too strong by Sutton Harris, the 5'11 freshman. No, they said that was in. Thought that was a little bit too strong, but the official originally called it long, but then changing it to in. So it's 2-1. Thompson sending it to the Teuton side. From the middle, here's Harris, who gets the kill on the middle of the floor. It's set up by Kenna Woods, the 5'5 freshman. They have 4 freshmen on this squad. No sophomore, however. And that's a service error. Stuff into the net. JCN now taking a 4-1 lead. Meanwhile, Hillsborough leading 3-1 the championship match. That 4-1. Trying to upend Smith Center, looking for back-to-back state titles. Here's the set from Woods, and stuck to the net, back to the Teuton side was Harris. Took another try, and now a violation against Inman. Makes it 5-1. Good start for JCN. It'll be Sutton Harris serving. Beg your pardon, sorry. Kennedy Hernandez got my 11th mixed up there. Just at the net. Back to the Inman side and just set over. Set to the far side for Thompson, and she gets the kill. Macy Thompson, get her going. Schmidt went up for the block. Able to get around it. Makes it 5-1. Hernandez has a serve coming from the sophomore. The back line, return, couple of Teutons collide. Johnson gets it. And Harris, nice dig, and run immediately return back over. This time Harris is locked. She'll try again, and that one finally knocked down. But Harris with some power behind that. She's a 5'11 freshman. And the fact that she's going to be here for 3 more years is pretty scary because she can really put the power behind her kill. The The turn is good from Hernandez, set to the far side, and blocked at the net, but out of bounds is Smith. So another point for JCN. We now lead it 6-3. Substitution, Jocelyn Siever and Clara Johnson checking in. Coach Schuler liking to rotate a lot of girls in and out, keep them fresh. Not a great pass. They're just going to set it over. Set to the far side from Smith to Bell, and that is deflected and out of bounds. So another point for the Chargers. Audrey Bell that time rising and firing. She's up front with Smith and Thompson. Jobbins, Johnson, back with Siever, who serves it once again. BCN leading 7-3, set number one, as that serve goes long for a service error, making it 7-4. Wild championship match, Hillsborough leading Smith Center 8-4. That's 7-5. They just changed the score. The back line, Jobbins on the return, set up for Thompson to get the kill. It was a little bit of a delayed call by the official, whether that was in or not, but it is down back near side corner. It's at 8-4. Served by Jobbins. Turn is good. Set from Woods and from just beyond the attack line. A kill made. And that was Kenna Woods. Madeline Brunk, the 5'4 junior libero, checking in for the Teutons. Harris with the serve. Set up for Ruckneshell, but she puts it into the net, trying to send it over. So it's 8-6. Inman now with three straight points. But a service error right in the heart of the net. Something Harris couldn't get it over. It's 9-6. Emma Langley checks back in and in for the Chargers as well as Corey Bertle. And she will serve it. Libero Brunk with a return. Set is up and going to the far side of Schmidt, and Jobbins can handle it. That's a kill. And then inching closer, it's 9-7. Now serving is Kenna Woods, a 5'5 freshman. Turned by Bertles along the back line. Jobbins can get towards the front, so Bertles has to just hit it over via free ball. And now Inman has a tough time rallying. They're going to send a free ball over. Taking over is Bertles. You can beg your pardon, Jobbins. Slide over the back line, and Bertles touches it up. That was Chloe Schmidt, about 3 feet from beyond the attack line, hitting that one over. Jobbins couldn't get it. It is now 11-6. Even Bertles couldn't get that one. Sorry, looking at the wrong scoreboard. It's 9-8. ACN leading by one. And Bell partially deflected at the net, set to the middle of the court, and that one's blocked back to the Teton side. Another windup. This is Welch this time. Blocked again. Three straight blocks by the Chargers. Here's another try. That one gets around the blockers and down for the kill on the far side. Close call. Officials say it's in, though. So we are tied, 9-9. First set, consolation match. Last 2A State Volleyball Tournament Championships. Setting this one up. Ruckneshell. Excuse me, that was Johnson. Hanging that one over. Now I'll just bump it over to the JCN side. Setting it up, and the set goes over to the Inman side. I'll get it back, and that's dunked down by Audrey Bell. Sloppy play by Inman that point. JCN awarded with the point. It's now 10-9. They get the lead back. They're coming from Bell. Turn is good for the Teutons. Big swipe by Schmidt, and that one is down for the kill. 6 foot junior with that one, and Hillsborough on the other court dominating set number one. They lead 14-7. Serve is coming from him inside. We'll get it right back. We on the attack line. That one's down for the kill for AC Neufeld, the 5'9 senior, rising, firing from about 4.5 feet behind the attack line. Allie Minnebach with another serve. Bertels from the back line returns it. Set by Bell up for Langley. That one is returned back over to the JCN side. Nice dig. Langley tried again, and that one popped up in the air by Sutton Harris on a nice dig. And a free ball sent over. Bertels tries to get it up in the air, keeping alive, and they do so. It's hit over just over the net. And a nice dig on Inman's part. Back and forth we go here with some free balls and some scrambling. Langley now in chance. That one partially deflected. And it goes into the net on the return by the Teutons for the point for JCN. And it is now 11-11. Buck DeShell with a serve to the far side. Returned by Monobach. Popped up in the air. And a free ball sent over by Kenna Woods. Return by Ruck DeShell. Thompson gets the kill through the hands of Alyssa Johnson, trying to return that one. Chargers back in front by one. 12-11, set number one. Good serve by Ruck DeShell, but isn't able to return it. And on the attack line, rising and firing and sending it down for a kill is Sutton Harris, a 5'11 freshman. Comes the serve from Neufeld, set by Bell, and blocked at the net was Langley. The Teutons get the point. Inman leading it 13-12. Turn is good by Jobbins. Bell sets it up for Thompson, blocks the net, but it goes out of bounds. DCN gets the point. 13-13, third place match. Inman and Jefferson County North. Kennedy Hernandez, the 5'3 sophomore, checks back in. Serve. Turn from Johnson, setting this up for a tip over by Harris. Chargers all over it. And this one tipped over from Langley. And Inman sends over a free ball. Next dig back line by Hernandez. And Langley takes a big kill. Next swipe at it, but no, they're going to say that it was out of bounds. The officials were disagreeing, and I believe when the dust settles, it's going to be in midpoint. This is Madeline Brunk, the 5'4 junior libero, with a serve for Inman as Evelyn Smith rides some fires and gets the kill from the far side. Well done that time. Tie this thing back up, 14-14. Jocelyn Seaver, senior with a serve. Set from Woods. The back side and stuffed to the net was Harris. By, I believe that was Thompson and Smith both getting hand on that one. And he said 15-14, JCN. Meanwhile, Hillsborough leading 20-9 in the first set. Make it 20-10 after the service error by the Trojans. Lady Red just defeating JCN in the semifinals. Hillsborough defeating Inman. Here's a set from the middle. And Harris gets the kill. And Harris, definitely some frustration behind that one. We're tied 15-15 now. Turned by Jobbins. Steps him up to the far side for Bell. Now one's down for a kill. Going to the back line. Neufeld unable to return that one. 16-15. Dobbins to serve once again, the libero for the Chargers. The back line return is good from the Teutons. And Harris right on the line, and it is down for the kill. Close call. Dobbins was in the vicinity, but didn't have really a shot at it. It was a good placement by the freshman. Turn by Bell, set. And Smith, not able to get it down. Good job on the return by the Teutons. They just were able to send it over on the third try. Chance for Bell, and she steps at the net, but it actually does leak down onto the Inman side. It's a 17-15 JCN leads Inman. Bertles checking in for Smith. Bertles to serve. Here it comes. Turn good from Inman to the near side for Schmidt, and that one missed wide. The 6-foot junior couldn't land it down for Inman. JCN now with their largest lead of the set. It's 18-15. Bertles to the back line. Brunk with the return, set backwards, and that one goes long, sailing off the right hand of Kenna Woods, the 5'5 freshman. A timeout's going to be called. JCN leads in set 1, 19-15. Step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Charger Volleyball here on KR93.7.
Farm, home, auto, live crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Oskaloosa. Locally owned and representing over 35 companies, allowing me to provide you a tailor-made policy that fits you best. Contact me, Dave Taylor, Tanya Reed, at 785-863-2631. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Set number one, Jefferson County North leading 19-15, four straight points for the Chargers, starting to separate themselves. Jared Sluppy with you. Last 2A state volleyball championships here from United Wellness Arena. Third place match. Both teams falling in their semifinal matches earlier this morning. Bertles to serve, another break, trying to get their fifth consecutive points. And it's returned by Brunk. Up in the air, from beyond the attack line, Harris hits it over. And Ruckneschel misfires on her attempt. Trying to go for the kill. A little bit too low that time, and the 5'9 junior unable to get it over. That makes it 19-17. They had the score wrong, I guess. Nice dig by, that time it was from Harris. Get it over to JCN side. Jobin sending a free ball over with her forearm hit. Here's an attempt from Schmidt, but she's blocked at the net. Ruckneschel and Johnson blocking that one. Makes it 20-17. Served by Bell to the back line. Return clean by Harris. And a bad set as it goes to Harris again. Unable to get it over. 21-17. Chargers trying to finish off this first set. Bell, laser of a serve. Good dig on the back far side by Woods. Stuck at the net, and that's going to be a block. Far side, it was Langley who got it. Another timeout's going to be called by Coach Heckle of the Teutons. Back in 30 seconds, JCN leads 22-17 over Inman. State volleyball here on KR93.7.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside. Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
Jefferson County North leads Inman 22-17. Here is set number one. Bell to serve it out of the break. Here it comes. Harris with the return, set up to the near side for Welch, and Welch weaves it by the Chargers defenders, but able to return it. Now a violation called against JCN. I believe it was a double hit, was the call. Tucson cuts the lead to 4, 22-18. Served to the far side, returned by Langley. And Bell sets it up to her. And Harris gets a hand on it, tipped at the net, back over to the Inman side. And that set goes over the net as well. Another dangerous set. And that's going to be 4 hits. 2 points away from winning set number 1 for JCN. They lead 23-19. We were tied 15-15, but then JCN putting 4 straight points together to get them some separation. The back line return, not great, but serviceable. They do get it over to the JCN side. Bell sets it up for Thompson. Stuff, and it lets it call it against Inman, set point number 1. Here's a serve from Ruckdeschel, popped up in the air from out of bounds territory. Harris able to get it over. Set to the far side, and the kill is down. Emily Langley finishing it off. They win set number 1, 25-18. And just need one more set to finish third place at state here in 2022. Set to break for 2 minutes. Back in 120 seconds, Charger Volleyball here on KR 93.7.
Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got 3 words for you. Reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
For almost a decade, Gus, Kathy, Jake, and Beth Barnett have paved the way in Oskaloosa for funeral planning services at Barnett Family Funeral Home at Jefferson County Crematory. When times are most difficult and it's time to plan a beautiful service to remember your friend or loved one, trust the ones who make a difficult time a little bit easier. Barnett Family Funeral Home would love to talk with you to give you peace of mind for the future. Visit their website at barnettfamilyfh.com or stop by and visit them south side of Oskaloosa off Highway 59.
This is Jonathan Schmidt with Outdoor Concepts and Design, and after 6 years, we look forward to another year providing our high-quality services. In the last year, we've upgraded our equipment line to better provide our excavation services. Whether it be regrading a property, trenching in drainage or utility lines, building a new driveway, or just general property maintenance, we look forward to your phone call. You can reach us at 913-674-0300 for a free quote to get your dirt done right.
FW Houston Medical Center offers a walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. In the hours the clinic is not open, they provide urgent care services because being sick doesn't always happen during the day. See them at 408 Delaware Street in Winchester. FW Houston Medical Center wishes good luck to its very own plant operations manager, Coach David Schuler, and his team at State.
Number 2 between Jefferson County North and Inman getting underway as the Teutons with the serve. It's lined up by Langley, partially deflected, now out of bounds, down for the kill. Emily Langley with a nice start. JCN winning 25-18 over Inman in set number 1. It was back and forth leading up to a 15-15 tie, but then 4 straight points from the Chargers to go up 19-15. From there, taking care of business to win the set. Speaking of sets, it's set over by Sutton Harris, and from the back line, rising and firing, and sending it out of bounds. I believe that was Audrey Bell who hit that out of bounds. Too strong, and that evens this up 1-1. Meanwhile, championship match, Hillsborough leading set number 2, 7-6, after winning the first set handily. Set to the far side, and Thompson gets the kill. Thompson had a nice start. Even into the first set, trying to replicate that here. goodness, got the hiccups. Kennedy Hernandez, a sophomore, into serve for the Chargers. Goes to the back line, return, popped up in the air in out-of-bounds territory, and they can't rally to keep it in. ...3-1 JCN lead. Sophomore to serve it yet again. The gal who threw the ball back in play almost hit Coach Schuler, and she really fired that thing, almost knocking over the head coach for JCN. Three ball sent over to the JCN side. Tap up by Bell, and Smith can't quite get it down. Nice dig on the near side by Johnson, keeping it alive, but a free ball sent over. Bell sets this one up for Thompson, trying to dunk it down, and she does so successfully. Well done. Getting it over the outstretched hand of Sutton Harris, the 5'11 freshman. JCN up to a good start, 4-1. Here's a set. And Harris puts it into the net. She really rose and really went after that one, but this hit, and it's now 5-1. Set to the near side, chance for Woods, and that one is down for the kill. Needing that one desperately. Pitons about some opportunities, not been able to capitalize. Big section for Inman that has been such a big factor for them. Especially yesterday, has been kept in check today by both teams. Hillsborough, their opponent in the semifinal match, and here. Rising firing is Evelyn Smith. The nice dig by the libero, Madeline Bronk. Set up underneath the net, just barely getting it over. Chargers have it now. Smith sends it to the back line. Bronk pops up in the air. And the libero is going to have to hit it over as well on her third try. Jobbins, the JCN libero, sending this up to Langley, and she is stuck at the net. That was Riley Monabach getting that one, the 5'8 junior. Pitons get the points, and they now put a couple together, making it 5-3. Turned by Hernandez, set up by Bell, just took over by Thompson, and that was very well executed as the Pitons weren't ready for it. It lands onto the ground, making it 6-3. Jocelyn Seaver, the 5'3 senior, in her final match in high school volleyball, will serve this one away. Here's a set for Harris, and she is blocked at the net by Thompson and Bell, and four hits, trying to get it back over on Inman. 7-3. Take 2 points right back in a row to keep it at a 4-point lead for JCN. And a bad return goes out of bounds off of the arms of Mason Neufeld. And timeout's going to be called by Coach Heckel. 8-3, JCN leads in set number two, trying to get a 2-set sweep to clinch a third place spot here in Dodge City. Back in 30 seconds here on KARE 93.7.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving Jefferson and Leavenworth counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Jefferson County Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Today's game is brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes. We know your operation keeps you busy year-round, just like we know how important it is to have the right coverage in place. Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Angie Hughes can help you protect your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Call Farm Bureau agent Angie Hughes in Lancaster today.
Set number two, Jefferson County North leads Inman 8-3. Meanwhile, championship match, Hillsborough taking care of business. They are up 15-8 against the center in set number two after a sizable victory in set one as well. Out of the break, a tip down by Harris going for the back corner, and that is out of bounds. So a point for the Chargers out of the break, making it 9-3. Coach Heckel trying to get her team together. Make a comeback and extend to a third set as for Coach Schuler. didn't say much during the break, it looked like. And Harris saw that attempt. That one is wide as well. Harris has been off here in the second set after a pretty solid first set. But she was a dominant force in day one. Both defenders didn't have much of an answer for the 5'11 freshman. Dern is good. Set to the near side is to Monobach, and she just sets it over. JCN now with a chance. For Bell, and a good job by DeLamere to keep it alive momentarily, but it's hit out of bounds by the Teutons on the second try. Makes it 11-3. Three straight points out of the break. Turn is good after the serve from Jocelyn Seaver once again. We'll just flip it over. That's sent right back over immediately back to the side of the Teutons. The set is too close to the net. JCN having a scramble to keep it alive, but there's a violation against the Chargers. That will end a mini streak. Makes it 11-4. This is Sutton Harris to serve now. From the near side, going to the middle, returned by Jobbins. Just communication on who's going to get that second hit. Jobbins has to hit over a free ball from the back line. Rising and firing is Schmidt. That one is down for a kill. Thompson got a piece of it, but it went to her left and dropped out of bounds. Back-to-back points for the Teutons. They now trail 11-5. Meanwhile, Hillsborough now leads 19-9. Second set. Popped up in the air, right over the net, and points against, point four Inman. Another violation for the Chargers. Three straight now for Inman. Serve into the net, service error by Harris. A gimme for JCN. Service coming by Claire Jobbins. Here it comes. That one just getting over the net. Nice dig to keep it alive for the Teutons. But a blast is set long by Chloe Schmidt. 6 foot junior, didn't quite follow through on that one, couldn't get it down. Makes it 12-7. Oh no, I guess there was a deflection. That was the call. It was long, but there was deflection, so that does make it 12-7. So my mistake on that. And this one by Ruckdeschel after the serve is down for a kill. Ruckdeschel hit it off of a defender and went out of bounds. My apologies on that last call. 13-7. Now our score. JCN will now get the serve. As Corey Bertles, the 5'5 senior, in her final game as well, will serve this one away. The back line far side. There's a set from Woods. And Chuck at the net, but getting to the JCN side and falling for a kill. On the far side is Briley Monobach. Hillsborough now just 3 points away from their state title. Leading 22-10 against the former state champs. Scrambling miscommunication on the serve, on the return of the serve, beg your pardon. Now Inman a chance, and they take advantage of the free ball with a kill by Chloe Schmidt. She is starting to heat up, and it's now 13-9. Teutons starting to inch their way back into it. The ball gets away, so just a reminder that we continue our coverage of Dodge City over on KNZA with Donovan West, the sixth seed, making the semifinals and going undefeated in full play. Take on Flint Hills, number one seed of the tournament. Coming up at 1 o'clock on KNZA 103.9 FM, our sister station. Jobbins to send over a free ball after the serve from the Teutons. Schmidt, that one is down for yet another kill. He's gotten 3 of the last 4 points. Now 13-10. Serve returned by Bell. Picked up by Langley. Back to Bell. Nice dig from Kenna Woods. Sending it to Harris. She tips it over and DCN wasn't ready for it. They thought she was going to rise and fire that thing. But just tips it to the middle of the floor, and all of a sudden, Inman is now only trailing by two. Three straight points. They're not great from JCN on the serve, but they do get it over. Schmidt again rising, firing, and that one is down for another kill. Chloe Schmidt, fourth of the timeout, called by head coach David Shuler for JCN. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Charger Volleyball at the state tournament here on KARE 93.7.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mount Mitchell, Hillsborough has won the state title. They dominated that championship match over Smith Center. They cruised through pool play. And what a season it has been for Hillsborough. Congratulations to the Trojans. They finished their season 44-1. As for this matchup, still going. Inman, service error right out of the break. Alyssa Johnson saying that one's too long. Jefferson County North leading now 14-12 after a late rally for the break by the Teutons. Miscommunication on the serve and having him blast it way out of bounds. Trying to get it over. That was Harris. Tried to overcompensate where she was at on the court. She missed it long. Now 15-12. Served by Bell once again. Harris with a good return. Set for Schmidt. That one's blocked, but out of bounds. Mid-portion of this second set, JCN has had no answers for Chloe Schmidt. And the celebration continues for Hillsborough and their fans behind us. Javin sends it over on the third try. After the serve, free ball sent over. Girdles, backwards set, and a good job by Rectischel just tipping it over the outstretched hand of Cadence Welch. 16-13. Rectischel to serve it now. And that one mishandled. That's going to be an ace. A good run here by JCN out of the timeout. Won three of the 4 points, but now a service error by Rectischel. Makes it 17-14. Brunk, the libero with the serve. Return is good. Set to the far side. The set was not good as it leaked over the net and out of bounds on Inman's side. Two straight points for Inman. It's back to a 17-15. Second set. Inman trying to force a third. And Bell just tips it over. Fantastic dig by Brunk the libero. Back to JCN's side. Thompson, big swipe. That one partially deflected. Sweeps through to Inman's side. Tip is popped up in the air. Harris had it kept alive. I'll send a free ball over. Set by Bell. Thompson, she'll try to tip it down. Another nice dig by the Teutons. They'll set it over. Bell sets it all the way to Langley on the far side, and now it is down. Fantastic execution, and what a pass. Audrey Bell went from out of bounds on the near side all the way to the far side of the court, and Langley capitalized as the blockers were unable to get over in time. Our score. Already have a champion crown. Now just waiting for the third place. Rising and firing Harris. Pressure deflected. Good job on the back line. Hernandez keeping it alive. And Smith couldn't quite get it down. Return goes to JC inside. He tries to knock it down, and they do so successfully with Langley. set that kind of fast. Inman on the return headed over to JCN, and there immediately at the net was Langley to dunk it back down. Timeout called by Coach Heckle. JCN by four. It's 19-15. We'll send it to a break for 30 seconds here on Care 93.7.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
19-15, set number two. Beginning of the set, an early 8-3 lead for JCN, but then the Teutons in a portion of the set. Cole Schmidt, the 6-foot junior, had 5 kills, almost felt like consecutively, but now JCN back has found their rhythm up by 4, 19-15, trying to win this match in 2 sets and claim their third place trophy. Set to the middle for Harris. That one is down for a kill off the hand of Thompson. Now back to a 3-point set. Serve from Woods to the back line. The set goes too far over the net. JCN gets it back. They'll set it over the back line. Just popping it in the air a couple times. That's going to be a lift. JCN hits the 20-point mark first. They lead it 20-16. Serve coming up for Jocelyn Seaver. Turn is good. Set behind for Harris. That one blocked at the net by Bell and just set over. Set by Smith for Bell. That one's blocked but out of bounds. Audrey Bell with the point. Makes 21-16. Approaching the 11 o'clock hour here. Day 2, State Volleyball Championships from Dodge City. Set to the near side, and Monobach can't get that one down. Nice dig, far side by Seaver. Bell squeezes that through a couple of Inman defenders, and down for the kill. 22-16, a late rally. Largest lead of the set for JCN. Looking for Harris again, and she'll just set it to the back corner. There is Johnson to get that one. Bell will try to set it. A good response by Kenna Woods. Harris rises and fires. Gets it through the blockers of Thompson and Smith. And a kill for the Teutons. A big one. And now Chloe Schmidt will check back into the game. She'll come in for Macy Neufeld. Harris rotates to the back. She'll serve it. Just barely getting over the net. Nice serve. And points. On a violation against JCN. 22-18 now. We approach the latter portion of this second set. JCN winning set number one, 25-18. And turn on that serve by Seaver. Nobody there to return it. And back-to-back points now for Inman. Actually make that 3 straight points, excuse me. Another nice serve as the return goes over to the JCN side, over to the Inman side, but it's sent long by Schmidt. Had an easy opportunity to just dunk it down, but she tried to go to the back corner and missed it. So JCN gets a break. It's 23-19. Trying to capitalize and finish off this match. A bad return, and Schmidt just has to bump it over on the second hit. Backwards set for Smith is blocked. Pop up in the air by Smith. Back line, Jobbins dives to keep it alive with a dig. And they are able to get over to the Inman side. Here's a big chance for Schmidt, and she takes care of business as she has been so, has been able to execute so well here in this second set. Award ceremony coming up next. Hillsborough awaits for the winner of this one to be crowned third place. Just grazing the net, dig far side. And Bell can't get that one down. keeping it alive, sending it over. That was Welch doing that work. Not a great set by Bell, and just having to slap it over. See on the attack line. Harris gets that one down. Rising and firing, and we have a good one here as we enter latter portions of the set. 23-21, our score, and men to serve it as well. But that's stuffed into the net. Match points. Big mistake by Kenna Woods, the 5'5 freshman. Bertels will serve it. And here it comes. Turn the back line. Set is up. And Harris rises and fires from beyond the attack line and gets it down. And Hinman trying to stay in it. It's 24-22. Melissa Johnson, the 5'3 senior, checks back in. Serve it. Match point number two for the Chargers. And here is the serve. That is clean by Bell. Tipping it up is Langley. And dunking it down, and that is it. Audrey Bell secures third place for the Chargers. 25-18, 25-22. So it's Hillsborough getting first place, in the center getting second, JCN getting third, and Inman getting fourth. We'll send it to a break. We'll come back for one last time to wrap things up and get you ready for the afternoon slate. Well, I guess we won't be doing that. That'll be on a different station, but we'll go ahead and just wrap things up. We'll be back here in a minute. Here's Charger Volleyball here on Carry 93.7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Jefferson County North gets third place at the Class 2A State Volleyball Championships. Jared Sluppy with you for one last time here from Dodge City. 25-18, 25-22, the final score in the third-place game. So Inman gets fourth place, UCN gets third, second place goes to Smith Center, Hillsborough gets first. And also just want to say a huge congratulations to the seniors for JCN, Jocelyn Seaver, Corey Bertels, Katie Bertels, Audrey Bell, Macy Thompson, and Claire Jobbins. All been so fantastic this season, getting the Chargers to the state tournament, and some tears being exchanged on the sideline, and deservedly so, as knowing that their volleyball career has come to a close here at Jefferson County North. But that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for tuning in. And a reminder that if you want to continue to stay listening to more volleyball coverage, we have more coming up on KNZA with Donovan West as they will continue their chance of trying to get to a championship class 1A B1. That'll start at 1 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. And that's going to be it. Jared Sluppy with you. Joseph Kerr producing. And JCN Volleyball here on Care 93.7. Have a great rest of your weekend, everybody.